started with the workshop, and Tom, I'll turn it over to you for introductions.
Great. We appreciate always the opportunity to highlight programs. I think it helps all of you that are ambassadors of the college to spread the good word. And so with that, I'm going to have Dr. Locklear introduce Dr. May, who will do the presentation. Where's Dr. May?
There he is.
There you go.
Good afternoon. Thank you. It is my pleasure to bring up Dr. Donald May, who is the incoming chair of the School of Education. This is 7 of our 12 bachelor's degrees are in this area, Bachelor of Science in Education in various fields. It's an outstanding program, and I'm really happy for them to be able to share information about it. So, Donnie, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Dr. Locklear. Please let me know if I stray away from this microphone and you can't hear me, because I'm not used to standing behind a podium. But Dr. Howard, members of the board, thank you for allowing us time today to talk about the School of Education and highlight some of our programs. As Dr. Locklear said, I'm Donnie May, the incoming chair, and I have with me today also the incoming assistant chair, Professor Aaron Davis. And So we started in 2006 when we began the Educator Preparation Institute, or we call EPI, and then our bachelor's program started in 2008. I started in 2010, so it's great to see this program grow. And as Dr. Locklear said, we now have 7 bachelor's programs. They're all FDOE-approved programs, and we have approximately 200 EPI and bachelor's students every semester enrolled. We have about 30 to 40 senior interns each semester who graduate our program. And as of today, we have over 900 bachelor's and EPI graduates. We work with 3 partner districts who are absolutely wonderful: Flagler Schools, Florida Virtual Schools came on last year, and Volusia County. And one of the things we're going to brag about is we have over a 90% placement rate. Just this past year, the National Council for Teacher Quality gave us an A in clinical practice and classroom management, which we're extremely proud of. So we do have 7 programs. Our biggest program is elementary education. Those graduates are certified to teach in grades K-6. And then we also have exceptional student education. This program, the graduates are certified to teach in K-12. Then we have what we call our secondary program. So graduates are certified to teach 6-12. And we have biology, chemistry, also earth space, mathematics, and physics. And then another program we'll talk about briefly is our EPI, our Educator Preparation Institute. This is for people who already have a bachelor's program and they need to get certified in teaching. So we'll go over those things. But for admissions to the bachelor's program, of course, they have to have their AA conferred. They have to complete all the prerequisite courses with a grade of C or higher. They have to maintain a 2.5 GPA and a passing score on all 4 sections of the Florida Teacher Certification exam called the GKT, which we'll talk about a little bit further. They also have to have a volunteer clearance, which we do with Volusia County Schools, complete their application, and all the prerequisites for their specialization. So these are the 3 prerequisites that we have for the bachelor's in ESE program: introduction to education, introduction to ESE, and recently we also included elementary school mathematics, because taking this course helps them pass the math portion of the GK. So this admissions exam, called the General Knowledge Test, has 4 subtests. It has an essay, reading, English, and math portion. This test was revised in 2015, and we saw declining scores, especially on the essay subtest. So one of our department goals has been to increase those scores. And one thing that I love about Daytona State is we have been partnering with the library, who's created Test Prep. We've been partnering with the Writing Center and with ASC, And those tutors have been working with our students. And since that work, our initial pass rates have increased from 59% to 74%. And we're maintaining 74%, which is higher than the state average. When we look at our enrollment trends in the program, I want to direct you to the top line, average age. Look at that. I feel that's very interesting, and I love that. And another thing I want to point out is one of our goals has been to increase diversity in our program. And those rates have been increasing as well. So,
how do you think that age would compare to other colleges in Florida that offer the degree?
UCF's is about 24. UF is a little bit higher because a lot of their programs are master's level programs. But I just love that, you know, people are coming to DSC to get their degree, you know, at that age. Another thing that our students are very fortunate with are the scholarships. We have the Florida Fund for Minority Teachers, which pays for all of their bachelor's program and books. We have the Teach Grant, which if the students work in a school, Title I school, they get repaid. And of course, our DSC Foundation, many of our students have benefited from the generosity of the foundation, even with taking their exams, paying for their exams. I have what I call the golden ticket for our graduates, because when they graduate, one thing that sets us apart from other programs is our graduates are reading and ESOL endorsed, fully endorsed. And that's why they're recruited so highly, because this is a new state mandate that if you're going to be a highly qualified teacher, you have to have your reading endorsement. So all of our bachelor's and EPI graduates are eligible for a 5-year professional certificate, not a 2-year certificate, temporary certificate, but a 5-year. Mr. Dye?
Thank you. So have you done any data on what the starting salary or the wages are for a DSC graduate in this program versus other colleges?
Yes, sir, but that's mostly done by the state. And now that the state has hired the average pay for teachers, that data is a little skewed at the moment. But it is in a lot of our reports, especially from the state.
So you believe then, the question I guess then would modify it, is that you believe that because they come to Daytona State, they get a higher wage, or is it similar to others?
It's similar to others, but because they come to Daytona State, they get a job. And they get a job before they're even done with their senior internship.
And how about out of state? Anybody, do our graduates go out of state other places?
Yes, sir. And some of our graduates teach internationally. Some of them go to another state. Some of them go to teach for a private school, and that kind of dings our completer rate or our retention rate. But you know, it's still a good thing. I mean, last year we had one of our students go teach in Thailand for a center for girls. So
if I could add on that, on those questions, I think I had a conversation the other day, and I was curious to where Volusia County started their teachers with, you know, the governor's initiatives and all that. So it's, I was told it was 44,000 a year, so up from I think 38. So, and I've seen keep an eye on a lot of numbers, but that number in particular, our applications have gone up since that has begun to happen, and I think there's a direct correlation to that. You know, when the pay was where it was. You know, there's a lot of options out there. And so I think now that the pay has gone up and hopefully they'll be able to increase it more, we can attract, you know, more applicants, quality applicants to the program. But they're kind of like set. So whatever that county is paying, you could be, you know, A-plus student and you're going to get that pay. And if you're a B student, you can get that pay. So but what helps is being, you know, competitive in general with the pay. And you know, I'm sure we do lose some of our graduates to other counties based on what their other counties, because it's not 44 across the state. It does vary on the county. So I'm sure there's some counties that are at 50.
Tom, If I may, I believe the starting pay is $46,500. It went through the legislature last year, and I'll double check on that. But that's for us. Miami, Jacksonville, Orlando may be higher. That was put into effect by Senator King several years ago when he was Senate President. And that's the debate that seems to be going on in our school system, whereas they gave a tremendous increase to the new graduates, and the teachers who have been there 15 years are just about at the same. So unfortunately, what has happened is many of our long-term teachers are going to Seminole, Orange, and other counties because their pay rate is much higher than Volusia County. And so they're trying to boost that, and that's why I think the school board's $48 million has to go to the reserves to keep up with the other areas. We are, unfortunately, in Volusia County, because we have a beach, that it should be cheaper to live here. That was what the legislator said. And I believe, and I'll double check it, I think it's $46,500. And that's where the RIF comes in. It's great starting, but when you've been working 15 years and somebody just walks into the classroom, you got a problem.
But as Dr. Labasso said, it has created more people into our program and more EPI students, which I think is going to be a positive force for our counties that we work with.
Yeah, it definitely the recent boost has helped us. We're way off.
Yeah.
There was a Dr. Carmen that I spoke to at a restaurant called Mario's that I think told me it was 44, but maybe I misheard. Yeah.
I think, Randy, though, too, one of the questions I was hearing what you said was, if I get the same degree at University of Florida versus here, my pay isn't different.
That's correct.
Correct?
Right.
And I think... So the net, the ROI on what you're paying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our bachelor, this bachelor degree, we designed it so on that final year, we do some grants so that it's a $10,000 bachelor degree. Yeah. So for $10,000, you get your bachelor's degree in education, and so the ROI to that point is you know state universities is going to be. You know, twice that and some. So, but I think, and into some of the uniqueness in our, and the golden ticket and things like that, I think what that does, is, as Donnie mentioned, is it makes our graduates extremely attractive for hire. And these statistics, when we show how we're doing, is compared to all colleges and universities in the state of Florida. So it is how our kids are performing against the graduates of the University of Florida, UCF, and whatnot. So we, you know, we're on the high end of the entire spectrum, and again, but at a cost of $10,000, it shows that the quality is quality and price don't you know always say the same thing. So,
which is a great selling point when we talk to students in the AA classes, or I go out and I talk to high school students or in the teacher academies, we show them that breakdown of this is how much you pay for Daytona State, this is how much you pay for UCF. We definitely want to keep them here. So one of the things that also separates our program, like from a UCF or even UF, is field experience. We have two kind of internships here. We have a junior internship, and then we have a main internship. So our junior internships we call field work, and those are aligned with their courses, and every course that they take that has critical components to it, they have to have at least 15 hours in the field. And when they go in the field, they don't just sit and observe. They interact with the students, and they also have to implement lessons in the field. And I tell my students all the time, you're going to learn just as much in the field classroom as you're going to learn with me in this classroom. So they gain incredible experience above and beyond any other program in the state of Florida. And when our graduates finish and they do their exit survey, this is one of the things they say that they're most grateful for, is that experience. And they get experience from, if they're in elementary, they're going to be in a kindergarten to a sixth grade classroom, and they're definitely going to be in a Title I school because that's where they get it. So definitely a good part of our program. when they're in the field.
And Donnie, if I could interject the thing about that, that's another uniqueness of our program and strength. And I, from firsthand experience, traditional models, and my wife was in one, didn't get her into the classroom until her last year. And it was during that experience when she's like, yeah, I don't want to be a teacher. So, but guess what? She was so close to graduating, she's got a degree in secondary education and then, you know, went into a completely different field. Granted, she's got a bachelor's degree and she built on it, but, you know, this certainly helps confirm with a student, you know, first semester junior year, whether this is what they want to do. And they can either, you know, they double down and finish it out, or they can switch into another bachelor's degree where they find a better match. So I think that's another strength that I'd like to point out. And I tease my wife about her secondary education degree and the shortage that's out there. And I'm sure she can find a job, but she's not having it. So.
Let me add to that subject. Being so involved with Adopt a School, I think it was 3 years ago in June, for 4 days, we put up 700 new teachers to Volusia County to bring them into the school system. And unfortunately, as Tom just said, at the end of the year, we lost 350 teachers. And the school board doesn't want to recognize what it cost him or me for a new desk clerk or a new sales manager. A room attendant cost me $7,500 to retrain. A desk clerk, close to $10,000, a sales manager, $15,000. And nowhere along the line do they want to sit down and tally out that they could give better wages to the teachers and save a lot of money. And the reason for that was that exactly what Tom said, they get into the program, and years ago they had two teachers in the room, and you had a pro and a brand new teacher. And they could control the class. Well, then you take a brand new graduate, throw them into a class, and they couldn't control the class. And so they said, this industry is not for me. I know for a fact we lost 350 teachers that year, half of what we hired. And so by you bringing them out into the field, fantastic. It is probably better than anything we do, because then, as Tom said, they realize what it takes to run a classroom. And my hat's off to you, but I know that as a fact.
Thank you. And that's one of the reasons why the National Council for Teacher Quality gave us an A for classroom management, is because they have real experience in the field, and they also have assignments to apply best practices in the field, even before they get to their senior internship. And this kind of goes to the next area. Our junior interns who are doing this 15-plus hours in the field, so it's 15 hours for every course, they also get evaluated by their host teachers. So when they implement lessons, they have to do a pre-lesson conference. They have to implement the lesson. They're observed. They have to do a post-lesson. And then the teachers evaluate them and send it to their professors. And that is valuable feedback. We work with our students one-on-one. Each one of our students also has a faculty advisor. So if anything comes up in the evaluations, we address it immediately. We give them good advice about how to handle things in the field. So that is an amazing feedback that these Volusia, Flagler County virtual school teachers give us. Our EPI graduates, remember, these are candidates who are already, they already have their bachelor's, and with a bachelor's, you can start teaching. You can get a two-year certificate. So these guys are already in their own classrooms, and they can complete their field hours in their own classroom. And they have whoever is evaluating them, the AP or their principal, they send in their evaluations to us. So it's a wonderful program for people who are making that transition into teaching. So to complete the whole program, of course, they have to maintain the C or better in all classes, successful completion of all their field experiences, which we value, maintain their GPA, pass all critical assignments. These are assignments that are kind of mandated by the state. They meet competencies. They have to pass all three certification exams, which we'll talk about, before they get to their senior internship, which is different for our program. They have to pass those exams before internship. So these exams can be cost prohibitive. They are sometimes a barrier. A lot of our students have benefited from the foundation's help in taking these or paying for these exams. When they revised the exams in 2015, again, we did see a drop in those initial pass rates. So for students who have to retake them, we had some students paying a lot of money. So that's why we kind of circled the wagons, and we had library services, writing center, ASC tutors, all on board. One good thing that the state did do 2 years ago is they said that students, if they failed one portion of the test, they could go back and take just that portion instead of paying for the whole thing. So that was a good break that we got. So once they pass all those tests, they get into their senior internship. Our school partners love our senior interns. It's a 15-week student internship, but our students show up 2 or 3 weeks early. They show up during pre-planning. They are ready to take over the class. It's an eventual, like, gradual release, but they take over the entire class responsibilities for planning, assessment, parent conferences, everything, you name it. And they are evaluated just as a first-year teacher is evaluated. They're also followed by their clinical supervisors, which are our professors. Here, many of them are retired principals, and they go in and give them feedback as well. So it's an amazing program. In our internship, Volusia and Flagler County have supported us so much. They provide our interns with CHAMPS training and restorative practices training in Flagler. Both of these are classroom management strategies. So our graduates go into the field day one knowing how to manage a classroom. We also conduct a graduate panel. So our successful graduates who are teaching in the field, they come back and they share some wisdom with them, how to survive your first year of teaching, which is fantastic. And then we also have a principal roundtable for our graduates. And there are so many principals from Volusia, Flagler County Schools, even a virtual school, who come here and meet with our interns and answer questions, give them advice, exchange phone numbers. I think that's when the recruiting actually starts.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a neat event. And then Flagler and Volusia County have also allowed our interns to go ahead and do professional development with their teachers. So one example is Flagler does a ed tech camp, and they introduce all the new technology that's being used out in the classrooms. Great benefit for our students. For them to be able to just go in day one, know exactly how to use all the programs, is fantastic. Volusia County, talk about recruiting. They do this for our students who graduate in the fall. They hold their own job fair here, sometimes in Nuneman Hall. And what the students are holding, now graduates, a letter of intent. So Volusia County is saying, I don't know where I'm going to place you, but you're captured, you're going to come work for us, because they don't want them to go anywhere else. So we do have other programs to help educators. One of the ones that we recently started is the standalone reading endorsement. Again, to be a highly qualified teacher, you have to have your reading endorsement. So there are many teachers out in the field in their own classrooms right now who are flooding back to us to take those three courses and get their reading endorsement. And I mentioned the EPI program, seven courses, it's 21 credit hours. They also have 90 hours of field experience. So if you already have your bachelor's degree, you can come to us, get certified, pass your exams. One thing I want to, yes, sir?
How do you market that, the three-course one for the standalone endorsement?
You know, we haven't really had to market it because it's such a demand. We send out information to Volusia and Flagler County for those, you know, supervisors who follow the teachers of who's, you know, out of field or who needs this certification, and they come to us, and it's a pretty simple process.
If I may, 3-4 years ago, Palm Terrace was lacking 10 teachers and started the school year. Other schools were lacking as much as 20. With this program, I asked them at the beginning of last year's school year, how many teachers are you short? They said, we ain't. And so your program is producing the farm team for those schools, and that's why they're grabbing them before they even graduate, and they're getting each, I guess, principal figures who's the best of the best in mathematics or reading or whatever, predominantly in elementary school. But I know that maybe 2 years ago, Palm Terrace opened up short 10 teachers, and through the entire first semester, didn't have them. So your program is great.
Thank you. And Tucker Harris loves us.
Oh, Tucker, as a man by himself.
He has already snagged 5 of our graduates. I'll share more with you about that. But this is the...
Sorry. You didn't bargain for all these questions, I'm sure. But
it's okay.
But if I heard you right back a slide or two in the education and in your program, they get these 3 courses as a part of the degree. These are just for people or not?
No, the standalone reading endorsement, they should already have a degree or teaching degree.
Right.
And they have to get this endorsement. So in their initial bachelor's, they did not have the required reading literacy courses that are now required by the state.
Yeah, but if I start here in this program, you're going to get me that.
You automatically get
That's okay. That's
and not that's only do you get your reading endorsement, you also get your ESOL endorsement. Yeah. So.
Graduated a while ago.
Yeah. So we have many teachers who, you know, if you have any kids who are at risk in your classroom and you do not have your reading endorsement, you get dinged and you get a certain number of years to complete it.
Lynn, is this mm-hmm. the, because I want you to make sure my wife gets to see this. I'm proud that I'm this involved.
That's right.
In this.
That's right.
Tom's wife knows.
I'm going to stay out of that. One thing that I did want to share with you, just this came out just last week. Every year we get evaluated by the state of Florida on our completers. So they look at a 5-year cohort of our graduates who are out in the field. And once again, we have gotten excellent ratings for the APPR. One first thing is program completers, even with COVID and you know challenges, you know, grabbing people into the teaching, we have remained steady, averaged at least 41 students each semester. The highest level that they give you on these ratings is a 4. Our retention rate for our students who go out in teaching, they remain in the field. So average number of years employed in the 5-year period following initial placement is 4.575. And we looked at some of those students who moved, they went to another state, or they decided to go back and get their graduate degree, and that's why it's not higher. But they're good. Another great thing that we look at is their evaluations. So each year they get teacher evaluations, and in their first 5 years, we've had over 80% of our completers receiving highly effective or effective with none rated unsatisfactory. And even in your first year of teaching, that is a huge accomplishment. So we're proud of that. We're most proud of our placement rate. Highest you can get is a 4. I was interested to see that the rate needs to be at or above 68th percentile for all equivalent programs across the state. I thought that was kind of low. Ours has always been above 90%. And again, the only reason I don't think it's 99, 100% is because if students go teach at a private school, if they teach internationally in another state, or if they go back and get their master's immediately, then that's why our rate is lowered. So one thing that I definitely want to share with Mr. Davis, these are pictures from the most recent Volusia County job fair that was open to everyone in the state of Florida. So not just for our grads, but I love these events. It felt like draft day. Principals were running around looking for our graduates who are not even, you know, registered to go interview with them, looking for me, asking, where's Jordan? We need an ESE teacher. And then signing our graduates that day their teacher contract. So not a letter of intent, but they signed their teacher contract, and they came out with their shirts. That's what made me feel like it was draft day. It's like they get a jersey. It was a great event.
Let me tell you about that day. I called five principals and assistant principals. Everybody was at the fair. Nobody was at school. It was an amazing day.
It was very interesting to see them walking around and going, where's this DSE graduate? So every single one of them was hired that day. One thing that I also want to highlight is our role in the community. We have a vital role in this community because we do several different programs. We have courses that have service learning components in them. We have partnerships with all these schools that go beyond just academics. We have Education Advisory Committee, Principals Roundtable, which I'll talk about, a service club, and we love to support our grads. So one of the first courses I want to highlight is what we call Reading Practicum. This is one of their last courses that they take before senior internship, and we are doing it at Holly Hill School and Spirit Elementary, and this is conducted in an after-school program. So it's about a three-hour course, at least 2 days a week, sometimes three, and our students go in and they work with students who are identified as at risk, and they diagnose reading deficits, and then they implement intervention lessons. And the principals of Holly Hill and Spirit love this program because every single time those students show exponential growth. On their last iReady assessments, Holly Hill said, Dr. DeBrule said, who's the reading coach, that they gained over 20 points, which is phenomenal. So love that program. Another thing that we do in our teaching social studies course, we also have service learning projects. In this course, our students get together in teams, and they research, design, and implement a service learning project. Past projects have been with Family Renew. They understood that they needed a community garden, so they designed and installed a tiered community garden in DeLand. We also have been working with Hope Place. At Hope Place, our students go and they tutor them after school, and they organize fun activities for them. That's for the kids who are in that shelter. So great learning experience for our kids. We also have a club. Our honor society is Kappa Delta Pi, and every single semester they do something to support kids in Title I schools, whether it's a jacket drive, supply drive. So it's a great thing for our students to get involved in. One thing that we love to do every semester as a faculty, we have a faculty meeting at a school in Flagler and at a school in Volusia. And normally we bring breakfast to the teachers, feed them breakfast, tour the school. It's great to see our graduates in action. So that kind of keeps us connected to schools in our district, and we love that. Amazing feedback comes from principals. When we do our educational advisory committee, we do this every semester. Multiple principals from Flagler and Volusia County come out, and they give us feedback on how our graduates are doing, what are the needs in education, and we're able to make design changes in our courses based on these needs. We made several design changes with classroom management, and that's why we do several trainings with it. So when our I almost said when our kiddos, they're not kiddos because they're 29, 30, when they get out there in the field, one thing that sets us apart is we say we have a two-year guarantee. And Volusia and Flagler County love this, and that's partially why they come and recruit our kids. But our two-year guarantee means that we're going to support our grads for at least 2 years. And what we do, Dr. Ringu and I, we go out and we visit our grads in the field within their first 2 or 3 weeks of their beginning teaching year. We see how they're doing. We talk to their principals. And we form this communication, so if there's ever any problem, then we go back out into the field and help them out. So I've gone out and done classroom management, observations and feedback, and several of our teachers have benefited from that. We also, every year, we're adding more and more first-year teachers of the year. So this is Emily. She won it in 2019. Last year, this guy, Shane Story, won it for all of Volusia County. You see all of our students. I couldn't get them all in the picture. Our students were the top students in all of these first-year teacher award ceremonies. Let me give you a short story about Shane's story. Shane was in my seventh grade reading class when I taught at Silver Sands. Then he went into the Army, served 2 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, single dad. Now he's an ESE teacher, amazing ESE teacher, and he is going back and getting his master's now at UCF. So ask me why we do this. That's partial answer right there. He's amazing. Our grads are amazing. Any other questions for you?
I would like to comment. Fantastic. I can't tell you how great your presentation and this program is. I applaud you. I applaud the college being involved with all those schools. I would like to have this report if you could send it to me, number one. Number two, I sit on the board of advisement for Palm Terrace, and I just need to ask this question. Tucker Harris is far removed as a principal, and the last meeting a month ago, one of the top persons of the Board of Education in Tallahassee was on a virtual with us and said that they took Palm Terrace as the model school in the state of Florida, even though it was a D school. He brought it up 450 points, never in the history of Volusia County. He missed it by 2 points. And they said to us as the board, we can't tell you how great your principal and what your school is doing. We have now taken you as a model. Imagine that. And so they have started something, and I saw it in the newspaper the other day, several elementary schools and others. They have a summer school, but it's not to penalize the children that because they got left back or they failed. This is to get them advanced for the coming term so that they could be right up front with the subjects in elementary school. Are we working the summer program with them, all those schools?
We encourage our grads actually to go and volunteer in those summer programs.
Great.
To get a more field experience, but also to get their presence out in schools more. But Tucker runs an amazing school.
I know I'm wearing his socks, but at any rate, we got to battle him and I on socks. But that program is just amazing that I don't know if they got 40, 50%, I checked last week, of the student enrollment, but it's not being a penalization. It's advancing them so that we have some in fifth grade. They've been there for a while, and they're kind of out the door. It's for the young ones coming in to show them how to advance in education, a whole new set mind, and thank you.
Mr. Freckleton?
I just have a question on, the teaching principles that you have for these new teachers. And my question is, are they aware? And I know you have kids that have learning disabilities, but you also have kids that are ADHD or ADD, that they're smart, but they need to have the type of space and stuff like that. Are they aware of this so that they can do it? And the reason why I'm saying this, I have a son that was diagnosed ADHD and in Flagler. And in the school, they didn't have anything, any program or whatever. So his mother, who is a professor by trade in teaching, homeschooled him but got him to go in and do the athletic programs and stuff like that because they just thought he was a bad kid. But if you study ADHD or ADD, you understand that the brain, they can't task the same way as other kids. And I'm saying that we need to make sure that our young teachers going in understand how to work with kids that have that. They don't have a learning disability.
They just learn differently.
Right.
Right. That is a big part of our program. Not only do one of our prerequisites is introduction to special education, but it doesn't stop there. Even if you're not in the full exceptional student education program, every single one of our courses has a component that we call universal design for learning. And we teach our students, how do we adapt what we're trying to teach to different learning in the classroom? So it's a big part of our program.
Wonderful, yeah. Because I hope they take it into these schools, yeah. And let them understand.
And I think it's also great because they see that out in the field.
Right.
And they have to apply their assignments to different learners in the field, and they get feedback regarding that.
And for the record, Dr. Carmen, who had artichokes with President Tom, he's a lot smarter than I just sat there and watched him eat the artichokes. Just text me, it's 44,500. He wins, I lose. So that's why he's president and I'm not.
I think that's just in Volusia County.
Yeah.
But the state, I think, was 46,500 when it came out.
Yeah.
But they had to do...
Yeah, well, that's why Volusia's always lower.
Yeah. But back to the ESE, last year, the state of Florida has also said that for existing classroom teachers, you have to go back and get retrained in some of the ESE aspects, including autism spectrum disorder, new approaches for ADHD. So we also have a one-credit course that Dr. Grommel teaches, and we have a lot of teachers, existing teachers, who are coming back and getting that credit with us. So even within the department, yeah, even all of us had to retrain.
I appreciate that because, you know, he went on and he got his bachelor's degree from the only four-year college in the country, Beacon College, that caters to kids with ADHD, and he got his degree, you know. So, but like I said, this is back 2008, 2007. They just did not understand. You know, first thing you want to do is suspend or whatever, or put them in a corner or whatever. But they learn differently, and you just have to cater to them. I'm glad that you are.
And you have to offer them different supports.
Right, and so, I'm glad that you are letting your young teachers.
Every single one of our courses has a component of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great, great.
Yeah, and I, you know, we decided to do education because, again, I think, you know, one word that sums it up is impactful. You know, that when you think of our mission, here's a program that impacts our local community right here. And I know prior to starting the program, you know, the Volusia and Flagler County schools are having a difficult time keeping up with their vacancies, you know. And I saw it firsthand with my daughter, who was in a honors algebra class in seventh grade, go without a teacher for 6 weeks. So, once we start this, it's good to see that we're helping, you know, solve a local problem. So thank you, Donnie.
The only other comment I'd make is that I think this is a good use of our time, Mr. Chairman, and these presentations are very helpful to have a better understanding of not just the programs, but the quality of the programs and how they do impact people in our community. And I appreciate how thorough. And I apologize for the interrogation, but I think it's time well spent.
Yeah, Randy, I agree, and I love the numbers and the facts because that way, when we're out, we can back it up that it's not just a feeling. So,
and then the last thing I'll say to add to that is that just that, you know, our standard here is to go above the standard. So, you know, when you see programs like this, we didn't just create another bachelor's degree in education. We took it to a new level and differentiate ourselves. You know, no different with our engineering and our IT. We're the only state college to have ABET accreditation, which is the gold standard for engineering. And why we get high marks, we get, you know, our law enforcement program, we get A ratings. So, it's when we're going to do it, we're going to do it better. So thank you, Donnie, for that. And thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, thank you. It's been an honor.
Great. We'll take a 10-minute or so recess and convene at 2:00.